This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Weisler Engineering. I'm Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. Here's an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry. In an interview at this year's Farm Progress Show, New Holland brand president Carlo Lambro said the company was looking to remove several other manufacturer brands from its dealer network in the future to clean the network as much as possible. This will be part of a larger plan to revitalize the North American New Holland network. He said that, as a first step, they are looking at removing OEMs with equipment that competes directly with New Holland's own products.
To try to clean as much as possible our network. We know that we have several other OEM that they are sold through our network. For sure, we will not eliminate all because some OEM will exist. But we do believe that there is some OEM where today are providing product that are existing the New Holland line, that New Holland is providing the competitive in term of pricing, delivering and product feature. This is going to be our first step.
The second step in this plan will be moving the New Holland network into territories in which Lambro said the brand isn't well covered, including Florida and Texas. Lambro also said that over the next 5 years, the company's North American dealers should refocus on the New Holland brand. He said New Holland dealers need to decide if they trust the brand or not and make an effort to gain back ground in a customer base he said they've partially lost.
And for me, it's just a question to maybe I'm going to be too direct, but to decide if they want to be really on board to be a true blue dealers, no, trusting the brand or not. If they trust the brand, I think that the brand can provide all the support, product, service, machinery, financing, whatever they need. So it's not the brand that has to build from scratch, or it's not the product we need to build from scratch. We really need to revamp and re-energize, and probably we need really dealers that they are proud to represent our brand to be successful.
This week's dealers on the move include Titan Machinery, AgriService, Plevna Implement, and AgRevolution. Case IH dealer Titan Machinery announced August 30th its acquisition of 16-store Australian Case IH dealer J.J. O'Connor & Sons for $63 million. O'Connor's was the largest Case IH dealer in Australia. 13-store AgCo dealer AgriService announced September 5th it acquired 2-store Idaho dealer Blue Mountain AgriSupport. AgCo dealer Plevna Implement announced earlier this month the opening of its third location in Garrett, Indiana. On October 12th, AgCo dealer AgRevolution announced its intent to expand into Harrisburg, Illinois through its acquisition of M&S Implement. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. Well, fresh off its CropLife Iron Showstopper Award at the Midwest Ag Industries Exhibition Show in Bloomington, Illinois, the One Smart Spray system made its way about 30 miles south to the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. So check out some of the video we captured here. As you can see, the system was hooked up to the new Fendt Rogator self-propelled sprayer. I tracked down One Smart Spray's Aaron Hunsinger to find out what truly makes this product a showstopper.
It's very unique because those are industrial cameras and lights. It's infrared cameras and lights. So that allows us to go 24/7 when we're out in the field, no calibration, no anything. And it allows us to do a lot of things for the future, being that it's infrared in there. So we're looking to improve the profitability, the efficiency of growers and retailers here coming about. We will only be offered on OEM equipment. So it'll be offered at the OEM. When you go in to buy a new sprayer, you'll tell them, hey, I want the One Smart Spray system on it, and it'll come from the factory like that. At this present time, we're not doing any kind of retrofitting or anything of the system on there.
Now, the One Smart Spray system will be offered in North America and Europe in 2024, with more widespread availability taking place in 2025. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. Titan Machinery recently reported $678 million in ag equipment sales for the first half of its fiscal year 2024. While this was the fourth year in a row of growth during this time period, it showed a notable decline in percentage increase versus previous years. Titan Machinery's ag whole goods revenue for the first 6 months of its 2024 fiscal year rose 30% year over year, half the 60% year-over-year growth seen for the first half of its previous fiscal year. Year-over-year growth between the first 6 months of Titan's 2021 and 2022 fiscal years was also 30%. At the same time, Titan reported almost $152 million in parts revenue for the first half of the year, a five-year high and the largest year-over-year increase seen since 2019 at 95.5%. Service revenue in the segment also saw its largest year-over-year increase in the last 5 years, increasing 25.9% to $58.8 million for the first 6 months of the fiscal year. Titan also reported inventories were up across the board. New equipment, used equipment, and parts and attachments inventories were all at five-year highs in the first 6 months of Titan's 2024 fiscal year. New equipment inventories were valued at almost $600 million, and saw the greatest year-over-year increase among inventory categories at 83.9%. Used equipment inventories were up 63.8% year-over-year to $195 million, and parts and attachments inventories were up 64.5% to $180 million. Titan Machinery also gave details in its SEC filing about its recent dealer acquisitions. The company stated they paid $4 million in cash for Midwest Truck Parts in Dawson, Minnesota on June 1st, and paid $19.5 million in cash for Pioneer Farm Equipment's 5 Idaho stores on February 1st. According to the latest Farm Equipment Techs poll, U.S. dealers are forecasting mixed results for whole goods sales in the fourth quarter compared to last year. 40% of responding dealers expect equipment sales to be up 2-10% year-over-year in the upcoming quarter, and another 24% of dealers are expecting flat sales. A total of 36% of dealers expect fourth quarter whole goods sales to decline versus the same period last year. Among those dealers, 20% are expecting sales to be down 2-10%, while 16% are forecasting sales to be down in the 11-19% range. No dealers are expecting sales to be down 20% or more. Likewise, no dealers forecast sales to be up more than 10% compared to 2022's fourth quarter. At the recent Farm Progress Show, Ag Equipment Intelligence editors asked several exhibitors about trends they were seeing on the horizon for 2024. One question concerned what they were most optimistic about in 2024 and why. There didn't seem to be any one thing that sparked excitement, but what we heard indicated there was much to look forward to. For Carlo Lambro, brand president of New Holland Agriculture, optimism for 2024 included technology.
But in our trajectory, really 2024 should be the year where the technology stack is going to be completely bundled with what we call the great iron, and we'll be able to provide a full competitive product from A to Z, including connectivity, which today we're already doing. But as we comment today, also Eric, we are only covering some product ranges, not all.
Among shortline manufacturers, Andy Unverfirth, marketing manager at Unverfirth Manufacturing, said he's excited about finally knowing how to navigate supplier lead times that were made unpredictable due to COVID.
That's been a challenge the last 2 to 3 years. We feel we have finally have that process nailed in. So the lead times are a little bit longer from some suppliers, but we're forecasting out further. So we're realizing the gains from that. We will be realizing that in 2024. So we're looking forward to getting our production schedules back on track in 24, because it's been a challenge the last 2 to 3 years to get stuff built on time, just because of supplier shortages, labor challenges, and we feel we're in a good spot to meet our schedules in 24.
Ryan Lothan, president for North and Central America at Seat Specialty Tires, expressed optimism in the ag economy in general.
I think it's resilient. I think it's strong. I don't see, like I said, you know, I think we're going to sell. I do believe everything we can make, especially when the war in Europe ends. So I'm hoping that that war ends. My prediction is 6 months. I just don't think it can go much longer than midsummer next year. And then I really think we're going to sell everything we make, and so is every manufacturer. I just want to make sure that the dealer's prepared when that happens. He has to realize that it's going to end, and I've got a stock, and I've got to have a stock now. Otherwise, I'm going to be on the outside looking in.
For a complete deep dive into this and other 2024 trends from Farm Progress exhibitors, look for my full show coverage in the upcoming October-November issue of Farm Equipment Magazine. This week's data point is brought to you by the Ag Equipment Intelligence 2024 Executive Briefing. Declining consumer demand for protein and other commodities continues to be a red flag for agricultural economists, according to the August Ag Economist Monthly Monitor. The August data shows economists are 5% less optimistic about the health of the ag economy a year from now relative to today, and 10% less optimistic when looking at the ag economy today versus 12 months ago. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to bthorpe@lessetermedia.com. For On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.